like to do a sound check tonight. Everybody hear me okay? We're good? All right. Tonight, with our roll call on item 1.3 on our agenda, we have council member Dan Deaver is going to probably, he has health issues that are very debilitating at the moment, so he's probably going to be absent for the next 2 months, is my estimate. It could be a little less, it might be a little more. So, like I was telling Mark Snyder, he's going to have to cover him for him tonight. So I would like to, or I would entertain a motion to excuse Dan Deaver from tonight's meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motions have been made and seconded to excuse Dan Deaver from the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. In addition to that, Corey Everett is on vacation, and he had called me, told me at two meetings, and had texted, actually even texted me and told me that he was going to be gone tonight. So I'd entertain a motion to excuse Corey Everett.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to excuse Corey Everett from tonight's proceedings. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 1.4 on our agenda is under citizen input. We are pleasured to have with us the distinguished young women in their court. The Renee Jensen is the leader of the group, but I don't know what your title is, Renee. Is the president. Ron?
I'm married to
you're married to the president, Ron Jensen.
Thank you.
Yes. We're also pleased to have with us, and if you'd please stand, Emily Rizame. She's our Othello's Distinguished Young Woman. And part of her court is Stefania Miron. And I understand Jaylene Alvarez, another princess, is at the school board meeting, so she's not here with us, but we were we're pleased to have both of you here representing the court. And with that, who is going to speak for the group? Ron?
I got told at the end of the conference with 2 minutes, so okay. Because I'm married to her.
So please state your name and your address and your business tonight.
I'm Ron Jensen. My address is 550 Ash here in Othello. I've lived here for about 34 years, and it's a pleasure to be here tonight and to bring these beautiful young ladies. And our purpose of coming tonight is twofold. First, to introduce the young ladies, and the also coming to request from the city to help possibly purchase of a trailer for this beautiful carriage, which the Rotary purchased for us. They took the funds from their booth, their food booth, and then the rose sale, those proceeds will go toward this. This will be actually delivered here in Othello on about Thursday.
Wow.
So it is on its way, so we can use it for our first parade in Wenatchee on the 2nd of May. And so you can kind of see, get some, an idea of what this is about. When Rotary approaches, they said they'd like to buy us a float. And my wife and I, we've had a number of daughters be junior miss, and we don't like the idea of building a float every year. It's very expensive and a lot of time consuming. So the idea, this goes kind of along with our daddy-daughter ball in the fall that we've had for 2 years now, which has been highly successful. We've had up to 300 people, daddies and daughters, and it's quite an event. And part of that is giving a ride to the young ladies and their dads or grandpas or whatever in this carriage. So this carriage will serve multiple purposes to going to all the parades throughout. We have about, 12 parades scheduled during the summer and into the fall. We'll use it here in Othello for the 4th of July parade. We'll also use it for the fair and rodeo parade and other events as such. Beautification asked us to come for their fundraiser, and so we plan to be there with that, and we'll probably be auctioning off an event with that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're kind of working together with them. We met with a committee Anyway, we met with them and presented what we would like to have, you know, request from the city. It takes a lot to get a program started. We've had great support. If any of you were to our program, it was phenomenal. It was capacity crowd only and highly successful. And so we're proud to be in Othello. I think it's a great thing for the culture of Othello to bring the cultures here together. And that's what we found in this program. And my wife and a few other ladies got it going here a couple of years ago, and it's been a real wonderful thing to be part of this program. Do you want to go to the next slide here? This is a picture of the trailer. Laurie Kent, we've asked him to go, and he came across. This is probably the best price. It's a 20-foot by 8.5. Carriage will fit in there. It'll be housed year-round out of the storm and help preserve. This is a shot of it from the rear. It's got tie downs. It's got 3/4 bottom decking and
3/4 inch decking.
Yeah, on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so this will, I really believe, would serve our purpose. When we met with the committee, there was talk of maybe doing a kind of like a picture round on this, representing the things at Othello that are very unique to Othello. The Crane Hill Festival, the Fair and Rodeo, the 4th of July, the Water Tower, and things like that. And so that's right in the process. Now they're still meeting to get a quote on what it costs to do that picture around for, and it would, wherever you went, people would see that, it would be eye-catching. And our purpose also is to get other communities to come to Othello for our parade and other activities. You'll be advertising the Crane Hill Festival, the 4th of July parade, which has become bigger and better every year. So any questions? I hope I've covered everything.
You've already made a presentation to the
right
hotel.
Yes. And they
advisor. Okay.
Pardon?
Okay. That's what I was just wondering.
Yeah. They're going to be meeting again, and to kind of make some decisions. We know that, you know, finances are always, you know, always requested from many parties. We feel that this is one that can help bring things. Other entities into Othello, and I know when we had our daughters, we were going to all the different parades. We were able to bring others in here because we went to theirs.
I think I just like the fact that you have thought this through, because I grew up with the Junior Miss program, and you know, watching every year an army of volunteers fund and design and create a new float for every season, and it was always just a tremendous amount of money and effort to be put on by the volunteers, and to have something like this of this quality, there's really very little you have to do for ongoing funding of it. So that's why I'm really in favor of what idea that you guys came up with, and I think that's just really beautiful to represent our city.
Well, thank you. We also, you know, the question is asked, what if down the road, 15 years, the program, you know, doesn't happen? What happens to the trailer? I know from the past, we don't know what really happened to the trailer and the float from the past. And we would, if we needed to sign paper over and say, well, City of Othello, that's yours, to, or whatever proceeds, it would go back to the city. And we've also done that with the Rotary, that would go back to them if that ever came to that point. Hopefully it would never happen. I was out to Mattawa on Saturday to help judge a pageant out there, and their program has been going for 18 years, and they've got a small community, but, you know, some really dedicated people, and I think that's what we have here in Othello, is we bring more people every year into to help with this program. And it's been a lot of work. As I watch my wife, and she's been in the president and the secretary this year, and she finally got somebody to do the secretarial for this next year, and but it's getting better, more organized, and we're glad we're involved.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you very much for letting us come.
Is there any other citizen input to come before the City Council tonight? Sean Bates? Please state your name and address and your business.
Mayor and Council, my name is Sean Bates. For the record, my address is 1156 East Juniper here in Othello. I want to say thanks, ladies, for being here tonight. It's super fun. The father-daughter ball is a blast. My kids love it. You've started something that I hope we keep doing. It's really, really cool. Also, I'm really glad to see Larry Julius here tonight. Last time we saw Mr. Julius here at Council, Mr. Michael Crozier and myself approached Larry, and we spoke with him about the as-built drawings for the alley pavement behind the Brunswick. And we explained to him that we had requested the city provide us with copies of the as-built drawings, which we were told in a letter from our former city administrator would be found at City Hall and Public Works. And being that we did not find the requested as-built documents as part of what the city provided us in our PRA request for documents and information, we expressed to Mr. Julius our interest in finally having a copy of the alley as-bills to review. Mr. Julius made the generous offer to bring replacement documents for that portion of the Main Street project, and I'm here to express myself and Mr. Crozier's enthusiastic interest in being able to review the as-built document for the alley, and if possible, to examine it after tonight's City Council meeting. Thank you.
Is there any further citizen input to come before the Council? Hearing none, I'd like to move to item 2 on the agenda, approval of agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3, consent agenda. To approve our city council minutes and the accounts payable checks. I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Current business. Item 4.1, Gray and Osborne Incorporated, existing curb ramp inventory. Terry, are you going to start?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you have an agenda memo here that we've been asked by the city administrator and the mayor to do a existing curb ramp inventory of our existing curb ramps throughout the city and community. That will include sidewalks, driveway entrances, and also alley approaches. The task order was put together by our city engineers, Larry Julius, and his assistant, Mike Miskimmon, which are here tonight, and they will present the rest of this task order.
Thank you, Terry.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
It's nice to see you all again. As Terry mentioned, the task order was requested to look at existing curb ramps throughout the community, not just the ones at intersections, but throughout the whole city. It'll include driveway entrances and alley approaches, as well as the curbs at particular intersections. And they'll be evaluated to meet the requirements of what's called the American with Disabilities Act. What we'll do is put together a letter report that, and a check sheet that will go intersection by intersection, street by street, identifying what street it is, what type of facility it is, whether it's at a crosswalk, a sidewalk, an alley approach, or a driveway. And we'll list all of the component parts, whether they meet ADA requirements or not, whether the curb ramp is compliant with ADA. They'll be evaluated to meet the requirements not only of ADA, but of the State Department of Transportation, utilizing what's called their field guide for accessible public rights of way. Everything will be summarized into a table and then in the letter report. We'll also start off actually with a meeting of city staff, and if there's any concerned citizens that would like to have input into the process, we'd be happy to sit down with them. We'll provide cookies and go through a street-by-street process, what all is to be included. We also received recently a copy of an email that came from Mr. Crozier to Mr. Ferris, and I'd like to commend Michael for some of the comments he had on there. He had some good points as far as including looking at whether there's old cash basin grates that are in front of wheelchair ramps, something you really don't want to have a wheelchair slip into, how much clearance there is on sidewalks from power poles or fire hydrants or other obstructions, signposts, things along those lines, tripping hazards on sidewalks or ramps of any nature. So we'll include all of those in the letter report. Another item he had was valve boxes, other miscellaneous obstructions. So we're happy to include those also. It should take approximately 6 weeks to complete the field work, get the letter report ready. We'll have a couple of guys out for a better part of a week with a piece of equipment called a smart level, which looks like a fancy carpenter's level, but it's digital in nature, so it'll read off what the percent slopes are, which is important for meeting the ADA requirements on ramps. And then submit the letter itself to the city for review, sit down, go through any comments it may have, and finish it off.
Thank you, Larry.
And if there's any questions, Mike or I would be happy to answer them.
Okay. Council? Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Any comment? Michael? Yes, please.
My name is Michael Crozier. I live at 625 North 11th Avenue. The only thing that I'm concerned with is because I just about doubled the scope of this work with that letter, is that $7,850 is not going to be adequate to cover that. And if you're putting that on as an upper limit, then that's really not fair to Larry. And would not be fair to us either, because we could not do a quality job for that amount of money. Thank you.
Penny?
Yeah, Penny, it's come to our attention there may be some issues in town. We're trying to identify all those. As we have a more aging population, more people with disabilities, probably important to make sure that we're where we should be. And we think we're okay based on what we've done, but we want to make sure. The rule is, Penny, that as you go through and redo streets and stuff, you have to bring them up to ADA standards, and that costs money. So we're trying to get ahead of the game instead of just like on Main Street. You know, my understanding, I wasn't here, we had to do all kinds of modifications because of that. We'd like to know ahead of time what all needs to be done so we can come up with a more concrete plan for doing it. Okay, and this is one way to do it, and Larry can probably address that further.
I hope there was no pun intended with the concrete comment.
Not intentionally, no.
And actually, if I may, ma'am, these would be driveways and alleys where actually there's a sidewalk associated with them. Because if there's no sidewalk, there's no requirement there. So it's going to be comprehensive through the whole community, but it will be limited to what the ADA requirements are. And Michael, when would you like to go to work for us as our front man? No, just kidding. Thank you for your comments. We feel we could do a quality job, and we're not going to add anything to the budget for that. That's just a part of doing work with the communities we work in. Okay. And also, to follow up on Wade's comment about why doing this, there are some requirements that cities that have employees over 50 in number are required to put together a plan for upgrading their ADA facilities, or ADA compliant facilities, probably a better way to put it. It's not required for communities with less than 50 employees, which Othello falls into, but we think it's prudent because eventually either the regulations will change for communities with populations or employees under 50, or Othello may grow to where it has more than 50 employees. So it's good planning.
Thank you, Larry. Any further comments? Hearing none. Council, do you guys have any comments? Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve task order number 414 for the existing curb ramp inventory to be completed by Gray and Osborne in the amount of $7,850.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the task order. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Larry. Item 4.2 on our agenda tonight is an ordinance to amend the Othello Municipal Code, Chapter 6.04, titled Animal Control. And with us, we have Heather Miller, our code enforcement and animal control officer for the city of Othello. And Heather has some comments for us tonight.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
So we do our licensing in January every year. We reduce the cost of the licensing to $6 for an altered animal and $15 for not altered. And then after January 31st, it goes up to $10 for altered and $30 for non-altered. We're required to have rabies vaccinations when you get the license, but not distemper parvo. So of everybody getting their license, of course, during that month. My puppy's not 4 months, things like that. And then, of course, the parvo part of it, how do we incorporate that in? So it's been suggested that if the city could do a one-day reduced rate in association with the vet clinic coming here and right out front, so the animals could get their shots, we could get our license done, and then Pet Rescue has offered to incorporate with us also with low cost. But with that all coming together, we must amend the municipal code 64020, which is the licensing fees. And we would have to change that to where we could have a reduced rate for another day in the year outside of January's date.
Council, do you have any questions? So in essence, all dogs are required under our ordinance to be licensed in January, and this is an additional day we're going to have a special event in order to pick up some other things that need to be done too, mm-hmm. in conjunction with the Adams County Pet Rescue mm-hmm. and Sheena, veterinarian. So, yeah, I you, and Jamie Kruger is here with us tonight, and she had some more information on that. Is that right, Jamie? Is there any other questions of Heather? From the council? Okay. Thank you, Heather.
Good evening. I'm Jamie Kruger. I'm the shelter director for Adams County Pet Rescue. And Adams County Pet Rescue would like to partner with the City of Othello to offer a reduced rate vaccination and licensing clinic. And the date may be May 3rd. And why we are doing this, in our community, we have a parvo epidemic. We are getting puppies in all the time that have parvo. At the vet clinic, they're seeing a huge increase in parvo. And actually, it's kind of scary right now because it's kind of a different parvo than they've seen before, where a dog comes in and an hour later, it's dying already. So we have a huge problem. Last week, some people from WSU were here, and they even called in our area an epidemic. So this clinic would be based on income. So if you take a look over here at the income level, if someone's income, household income was $45,000, they would pay $15 for their rabies and $20 for the DAPPV. 45 and below would be 5 and 10. We are working. I put it in yellow because it's a plan in motion. Pet Rescue is working to secure some funding so that if their household income is under $20,000, we can provide their vaccination for free. And then I went ahead and put there for you the regular cost of vaccinations at St. Jill, and so you can see what a great deal that is for our community. Okay, an estimated cost breakdown of what this clinic is going to cost. To have Dr. Swanson and her staff for 3 hours is going to be $700. And then we're looking at getting some reduced rate vaccinations, and for about 200, to serve about 200 dogs, we're looking at $1,400, a total of $2,100, okay? Adams County Pet Rescue is willing to incur all the cost of purchasing these vaccinations. If they don't get used, we will use them in our own program. What we are asking the city to do is pay for half of Dr. Swanson's time. So you can see that is a total of $350 that we're asking the city for and help with this. I'm a nerd, sorry. Okay, so kind of an idea of that day set up. We would have a registration table. Our president, maybe a city council member or a mayor, is there to greet the people. We'd have, trying to think of, there's that group of kids at school, Leo Club kids, lots of those are Spanish speakers, handing out clipboards with the registration form, so when they come up to the table, you're just double checking the information. They would then move on to the ACPR meet and greet tent. We'll offer a free raffle for a free spay and neuter of dogs that are not already fixed. We'll have some educational DVDs, some dog food samples. Then they would move on to Dr. Sorensen's tent with her staff, where they would get their vaccinations. And then from there, move on to the city tent, where they would be able to purchase their dog licenses. So we are asking the city to pay half of Dr. Swanson's fee. We are also asking that for that day you reduce your dog license, that the city provides the tents, the tables, and the chairs for the event. City staff to run the city tent, so like Officer Miller to do the dog license, the registration forms, and to advertise on your Facebook page and your website. Adams County Pet Rescue will provide the staff for the registration table and for the meet and greet table. We'll provide the vaccinations, and we'll also publicize on our Facebook page. And then Dr. Sorensen, she'll provide her own equipment, her staff, her health forms, and publicize on her Facebook page. And she's also willing to give the attendees a 15% off coupon to come back and get the vaccinations boosted. So.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
So the city council got a two-for-one tonight, a doubleheader here. We have before us the recommendation from Heather Miller to amend our municipal code to allow for this one-day event and vote on it every year if we want to continue to have it every year. This is the first year, so it's the trial run to see whether it's successful. So the first order or item on the agenda then that we have before us to decide is whether we want to amend our ordinance. So with that, I would entertain a motion and a second, and then we can have a further discussion as a council.
I'll make the motion that we recommend to amend OMC 6.04.020 with the addition that the city will have the option to offer the reduced rate license fee for a designated one time per year special event in conjunction with a rabies vaccination clinic.
Motion? You have a second? Is there any discussion?
Pretty familiar with what we're doing. Okay. Good. I think it was laid out well. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The second item on the, I guess it's off agenda, but yet it's on agenda, and that is the request from the Adams County Pet Rescue for the City of Othello to collaborate with the Pet Rescue to pay for half of the veterinary fee. I see Catherine looking at me. So, Catherine, before we make any motions, do you want to say something?
Please, Your Honor. I would just recommend that if the council is going to make a motion to authorize what has been requested, that it do so in the context of an addendum to the existing contract with Pet Rescue rather than an outright donation.
Very good. Thank you. So there you have your procedure, council. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to have an addendum added to our contract with the Adams County Pet Rescue to increase it by the amount of $350 for this special event.
I think they were asking more than that. I think you were asking the city to supply tents, chairs,
tables.
I need a cost on that before I could, you know, approve anything up here.
Why don't we take the time? Why don't we take the time to put together a formal motion with costs associated with that?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be decided right now. I mean, we can do this.
It's a great idea. It's a great plan, but my duty as councilman, I need to know those figures first before I could pass anything.
President of Adams County Pet Rescue, perhaps a simple solution. If you pay for the vet, we'll take care of the rest of it.
We're not saying we don't want to do our part. We just want to, if it's going to take staff from the city, mm-hmm. how much, you know, are the people that run that staff are going to need to know how many hours are involved.
I think we need some clarification there. This might help.
I'm sorry, I just thought that maybe the city had tents and tables already that could just be used
having, we have tables, but do we have the tents like she's talking about?
Okay.
No, that would be a rental.
We have tables.
You have tables? Okay, we can come up with those things. And then by staff, Officer Miller.
Yeah, as far as, and just let me interject, and Officer Miller works on Saturday anyway, and this would make her job way easier. So this is a win for us. So that's what, she's working anyway.
Okay. It was my fault. I assumed that there were like event tents and that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Is there going to be any problem not having, we usually have staff at the desks that do the licensing. Is there, she can do that?
Can she collect money and everything also?
Yes, she can do. She can issue licenses. We'll have a cash drawer. Yes.
Generally, when I'm available, I am the one that takes the license and issues them to the people. But sometimes you cannot call, and so the dispatchers may not have to do that if I'm not.
Okay. Council.
Any other questions? We can answer.
What's your preference?
So I guess what the motion would be is to fund for $350, half the cost of the vet, supply some tables I guess the city already has, and then our code enforcement officer will be there on hand for the day for the event,
hours.
Yes.
Okay. So you make that motion, Ken?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. That motion has been made and seconded to amend the Adams County Pet Rescue to increase it by $350 and also to provide tables and chairs and Heather, who's already working that day, to assist with the event out front of City Hall. Is that where it's going to take place? Yes, out front of City Hall. Penny, if you have a statement, can you come to the microphone, please? Yes, please.
1042 East Oak Street. So she asked to redo it to $700 that you guys just pay for the vet and they'll take care of everything else. Is that okay or not okay?
We have a motion.
Because I think that, first of all, I think the city gets a really good deal with Pet Rescue anyway with their yearly contract compared to other cities. And then $700 really, you know, that still is really a good deal.
I think the council recognizes that. Thank you, Penny. Okay, we have a motion made and seconded to... Do I need to restate the motion for the second time? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Thank you. Moving on and along on our agenda, item 4.3, pool tile repairs. Terry has a presentation and some information for the council.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is kind of a long process here, if we'll kind of make this brief. The tile that you have in front of you right there is what's existing on the pool now. 40% of that tile has been removed to reseal the liner in the pool up through the scum gutter to the outside edge of the pool deck. As you can see that there's not a lot of adhesion there. Most of the grooves on the tile haven't been taken up with any adhesion at all. So they've been readily falling off since 2009 off the pool, just at random. And this was just kind of a defect in workmanship when the pool's put together, along with the seal that was put on the pool for the liner. during the years of 2010 through 12, we lost a considerable amount of water over those 3 years. We also lost chemical at the same time. We took some proactive measures for finding the leaks over those 3 years. We pressure checked many of the lines as possible. We repaired one foot wash station, repaired a cracked ball valve to the toys in the toy section. We looked at our backwash times to see if we were backwashing too long. We grouted in the suction lines in the vault. They actually had a coupler that seals the pipe to the vault and around the pipe. They're adjustable, but they were installed backwards in the vault, so you couldn't adjust them. So we ended up grouting them in to seal that off for possible leaks. We also looked for the cracks in the vault to see if we had any big cracks that might have contributed to this loss in water. By the end of 2012, our water loss hadn't slowed down. So we called American Leak Detectors out of Spokane. They're specialized in pools. They've done quite a few of them. So we called them in, and they went down, and they wanted the pool filled with water so that they could actually listen to the sounds in the pipes and the floor and the walls. They stuck on our geophones, and they walked the bottom of the pool. They walked the bottom of the pool floor. They didn't find anything. They looked at the return lines through the walls of the pool for our jets. They couldn't find anything there. What they did find, though, is they had a guy with a scuba gear on, and he actually had injected some dye into the pool right at the seams of the pool, and it sucked the dye right in through the seam of the wall. So that gave us an indication that our liner was leaking where the seams were in the wall. We marked on the deck, we marked the locations with duct tape as the guy went around. There was 28 plus leaks in the pool at the seams. So we made a call to WMS Aquatics for repairs. They're the people that are the MRTHA rep for this area, and he supplies the parts. So we paid to have this pool resealed. We paid a little over $16,000 to have it sealed, stripped and sealed, to seal this up. We had it done. We made contact with the manufacturer, the North American rep, John Ireland, and we had him come out and take a look at what we'd actually done. When Wayne Smith from WMS had actually done this job, there were some people that he contracted to that do pools all the time. They had mentioned to me that the pool was being sealed with the wrong proper technique and procedure that the factory doesn't use. But they were under direction of their contractor, basically Wayne Smith, to be able to put this in. So they proceeded with the project. Mr. Ireland, the North American rep, came in. He took a look at it. He was very, very upset with the pool basically losing its seal and things like that. So the pool being a 2008, 2007 install for $2.7 million, he said he was pretty embarrassed that it was falling apart like it was when it was put together. So he had actually reached down and he had actually grabbed this sealer that they used to seal this pool up with. And he'd actually pulled it apart with his finger. And when he pulled it back, the actual, looks like a silicone, is blue like the liner. He pulled it back and there was a rope seal behind it. The rope seal is the wrong procedure to seal the pool. It was not a procedure to be used. And when the factory used it, they found problems with it, so it wasn't supposed to be installed when the pool was installed. Wayne installed it again, it wasn't right. So he said that this seal job here would probably get you by through the season, maybe 1 or 2 months, and you'll find it laying around the pool. Well, we did. Within a month, we found it in our strainers, our basket strainers. We found it laying on the deck. We found it in the bottom of the pool. So it came apart pretty fast. John estimated, the factory rep estimated, that the job would cost $25,000 to $35,000 to fix and seal this pool. Well, it was a little more than that. They had $40,000 into it, and they weren't finished yet. They came in last winter. The last day was just about the time the flurry started. They'd actually stripped it all and sealed some of the liner up and got clear up into the tile. When they pulled your tile off right there at the pool, where you'd pull one tile off and the top cap off, well, two or three to the left fell off, or one to the right fell off. So you had just sporadic tile everywhere. There's 40% of it gone. So They went back to Wayne, knowing that we've paid him for his 16. They went back to Wayne Smith, WMS, and they asked Wayne to divvy up some of the money. So Wayne chipped in $19,000 to cover a portion of this. Well, the factory didn't know it was going to cost them more money than it was to do this, or they would have went back to him again. So they actually took a run at him again and asked for a little more money to help offset this cost rather than the city. He said he wasn't going to contribute any more pennies to the project. That's what he gave the factory rep. So right now, there's an estimated $80,000 left to finish this project, which is a sizable amount of money. And the factory didn't have to do any part of this, but they were embarrassed at the pool, the way their pool was. So they stepped up to the plate. So right now, the tile that you see right there is no longer available because the factory usually 8 to 10 years on a run, and then they change tile and go to a different color. So putting a different color on the pool, being sporadic with the tile missing, you couldn't checkerboard it up and make it a pattern out of it. So they're looking at removing the rest of it and putting it down. They did remove a seal up at the zero depth end and found out that it wasn't sealed properly when it was stalled. It was up about a half an inch, so everything ran over the top and ran back down under the liner to the bottom end of the pool. So right now, what we're at with council is that we've got a chance here to put on a tile that's more readily available. It, colors don't change that often. It's made by, it's called a Dahl mosaic. It's the dealers out of Spokane. They'll send us a tile board so we can pick colors and try and match what we have. The factory at Mirtha is asking for a split on the money. They're going to pick up the materials, and their material cost is going to be like $42,950. They're asking the city if the city would divvy up to cover the labor of $42,200. With that, they're going to add another 2.5 years to the warranty, moving it out to 10 instead of 7 on that, and it'll give you a year labor on the tile installation and the reseal of the pool. Does council have any questions?
So as we see it, pool was leaking, it's been leaking. We noticed it because of the amount of water being gone through.
Yes.
And so then we finally contacted a leak detection company who says, and that's where we eventually found out the problem. I did read the certificate of guarantee, and it says that from Mirtha, they're the ones who sold us the pool, that as long as it was properly installed, and it wasn't properly installed, obviously, and so we have this leak in the pool, and all the various problems that Terry has detailed here, and they, how long have you been working on this since last?
Well, that was my first job was when I came in 2008, was introduced to a pool. I don't know that I'd ever have one at my house, but I have one at the city.
So, and then further, as I understand it, they came, inspected, were unhappy. Honestly, it was either the city pay for all of it, they actually are going to pay for half of it. WMS, who did the installation, who actually are at fault in this, they ponied up $19,000, right?
Correct.
And the remaining they're asking us to pick up, when I say they, I mean Mirtha Pools.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I'm missing here in that?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
And they're just asking us to pick up half of it, so the total bill is over $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading a letter here from Mirtha Pools. It says the extension will cover a period of time resulting in a total of 10 years remaining warranty to start April 1st,
mm-hmm,
2014, and will end March 31st, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So we
get
10 years more warranty.
Yeah, you had 7 left, and they added 2.5 years to the warranty just for this issue to put back on the pool.
Well, we have a big swim swim team this summer, and I don't think we really want to be in the position that we don't fix the pool. You guys?
We definitely need to get the pool fixed, and I have to compliment Mirtha, the supplier, unfortunately was a bad installer on this. But at the same time, I would like to pursue what we can do about that bad installation on recouping more back from them, too.
Okay.
Yeah, either us or the manufacturer needs to go back to the installer and get the money back.
So,
well, it has to be more than just, I mean, we did this leak detection. Terry and his staff, they've been fighting this thing for a long time, and it's been costing a lot of money that we shouldn't have had to spend.
A lot of money and water.
So, Catherine, when did the city contract with WMS, or did Mirtha?
I'm not aware of the history of those contracts, but I would say that we have an executive session scheduled for potential litigation, and I would suggest that we add this to that.
Okay. Maybe we should do that.
That's good.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Does anybody have any other questions of Terry? Oh, we need to take some action.
Yeah, so staff recommends that council approve the $42,200 budget amendment using funds from the utility tax fund to be transferred to the pool repairs and maintenance line item to cover the cost of repairs to the community pool. That comes straight from our finance director, Spencer.
Spencer,
did you want to take it? Spencer. Yeah, I met with the finance committee a little earlier this afternoon to discuss this, among a few other things. $42,200 is certainly something that can be funded with utility tax dollars as an option. We thought that we have time to wait on that, though. The pool comes from the general fund. Ultimately, this will be funded out of the general fund. Whether the general fund is reimbursed or not by a utility tax fund or the REIT fund, we still have a little bit of time. And it was the consensus from that meeting that we don't have to make that decision tonight. We can wait on that official budget.
Don't need to make this decision tonight?
The funding source.
Oh, the source. But we do need to authorize the
expenditure.
Yes. Okay. Council? Entertain a motion.
Make the motion to approve the $42,200 budget amendment using funds from the utility tax fund to be transferred to the pool repairs and maintenance line items to cover the cost of the repairs. All right, well, did we just come up with using
general
funds or any form of funds to repair the pool?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Shall appoint Othello Housing Authority commissioners. We have one citizen applied for a vacancy for a 5-year term, which will expire April 2019. So I'm going to appoint Alan Hanks, who used to be the director, to the Othello Housing Authority for a 5-year term expiring April 2019. Item number 5, unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the City Council tonight? Is there any item number 6, is there any new business to come before the City Council tonight? have some announcements, mayor's announcements. I want to invite everyone who is in town to come to the Sandhill Crane Festival this Friday through Sunday. I also want to remind everyone again of the 17th annual cleanup days, March 31st through April 5th. There's been notices gone into all the utility bills for people to understand what is allowed and what the procedures are. Then, this Thursday from 2 to 2:30, the representatives from Animal House are going to be here at City Hall, and they would like to speak to members of the City Council. So if you can make it here this Thursday to speak with the Animal House, Alicia and Rebecca and their team. That's this Thursday, 2 to 2:30. I think they want to interview and talk about the city, and it would be nice to have a good representation there. And then that's all I had. Council would now I'd like to adjourn into executive session for potential litigation.
Spencer?
Spencer? I'm sorry?
Oh, did you want him for the for one of the items?
I don't know that Spencer needs to be here. I mean, what was there? Yeah, I don't know that Spencer needs to be here. But I do, I would like Terry to remain. And Spencer and Debbie, you need to remain outside. So, okay, I think we're going to be probably 10, let's say 15 minutes. No?
There's a few more things for us.
I'd go 30.
Yeah. 30 minutes?